Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Laura Timmerman and Robin Creamer from Sweet Morning Farm in Leiden. You guys have a CSA. We also be part of the Winter's Market and the Winter Fair in Greenfield happening tomorrow at Four Corners. You are a mother and son. Is that right, Laura?
That's right.
And you were saying, Robin, that people come to the farm stand and say, oh, I met your wife here last time, right?
Yep. It's happened a few times.
But that was actually your mom.
Does that mean, Robin, you look older than you are, or your mom looks younger than
Let's
she
go
is?
With mom.
Oh, I'd
looks
say
younger.
She's definitely looking younger.
That's definitely true. And you are not married, so you may have had like a little glimmer of hope that you were going to meet your future spouse that way.
Oh, I said, yeah. Could you point her out to me?
So you've got a cute little slogan that goes along with your farm, Sweet Morning Farm in Leiden. What is that, Laura?
A little farm with a big heart. We are a very tiny farm.
So. How tiny?
Well,
we're a garden, practically.
As far as growing for the CSA, we're growing on about a half an acre.
Uh-huh.
We have maybe a total of 3 acres altogether, including the chicken pasture and the pig pasture and the orchard and everything. If we sell 30 shares this year, which we'd like to do, mm-hmm. it'll be more than we've ever sold before. So we really get to know our members.
That's
pretty
great.
Well.
Or how long have you been farming, and how long have you been farming together, Robin?
Mom started it, and she started in 2008, and I was in college at the time and would come home on the weekends and all my time off and help out. And after college, worked a few years and was doing the same thing and just gradually moved into full-time.
What did you go to college for?
Engineering.
Uh-huh.
Of course.
Yeah. It comes in handy at the farm.
I bet.
Very
you
much.
Probably build some things there. You know, you need to do a new set of stringers for stairs or things like that. And what were you doing before you were farming, Laura?
Well, I was a full-time mom for a long time.
Yeah.
And I actually used to rehair violin bows for a while, too.
Wow.
But I was a librarian in our town of Leiden.
Uh-huh.
It was a very small library.
Yes.
And actually, in a way, I think our farm reminds me of our library because it also is very tiny and very personal in the service. So it's like having your own library, but bigger. I think our farm is like that. It's like you have your personal farmers here. You know?
Yeah, right. You know, in the middle of winter right now, what's going on with your farm in February?
Catching up on projects and paperwork and all that stuff.
That's where
that
the engineer comes
put in. Off during the growing season. And,
yeah.
And then we're growing a lot of winter greens in our high tunnel for the winter market in Greenfield.
Uh-huh. And that's where you're going to be tomorrow for winter fair.
Right. Winter fair is a little something extra CISA brings to the winter farmers market so that everyone remembers our farmers are working throughout the four seasons, growing greens, honey, maple syrup, eggs, meats, cheeses, etc. It's so great in Greenfield because Greenfield, this is the 10th time that Greenfield has done a winter fair. It was the way we kicked off winter markets in Massachusetts. It's the home of the winter market.
And I believe I was either at the first one or the second one. And I remember being in a New England winter and it feeling so dismal and so disconnected from the agriculture and the food that you're eating, especially if you're somebody who regularly was on a farm getting farm shares, to come to Greenfield in the middle of the winter and see all your farmer friends from other farmers markets and to get all that stuff again was such an amazing feeling. And it's great that this is the epicenter of it, but that it has now spread to a weekly thing. There's a winter market somewhere up and down the valley every
right.
week, and then these winter fairs are just a little bit more special. What is CISA doing that's more special for this event tomorrow?
Well,
at Four Corners, not to be confused with many of the other schools that have the number four or other things in Franklin County.
Right. Well, we do a lot of talking it up for all the farmers and the farmers market itself. A Food Love is a demo of delicious, healthy food that will happen. And Blue Dragon Apothecary is going to come by and talk about the different benefits of local herbs. There's just other things for kids. And then after the market ends, there's a Valley Food Swap. So for those folks who garden but haven't yet made it to having a tiny farm with a big heart,
yeah.
you can bring some of the things you canned or love, but you have way too much of it and would love to have the chance to share with someone else.
Laura, were you gardening, working at home as a mom and stringing violin bows?
Yeah, I really feel like I've gardened all my life.
Yeah.
And I moved to Leiden in 76 and have started the garden, like that was in the fall, so I started it up the next year. And
uh-huh.
so the same spot is where I've been gardening all since then. And really, it's like when my boys went off to college, I couldn't stop myself. And I kept giving away food and then realized, well, I just want to make things bigger and try out more crops. So maybe I should try selling it and see what that feels like. And turned out it was really awesome. Mm.
So what did you bring here today?
We brought some samples of what our main crops are right now, which is spinach from our high tunnel. Really
it's
delicious.
A spinach tunnel. kennel. You gotta look at it with your Popeye.
Well, blow me down.
And cooked, it's fantastic.
I love raw spinach, though. I'll eat it by the handful.
People who haven't eaten spinach in the winter just don't know how sweet it is. Right. It's just qualitatively so much better.
Mm. It just feels so good to have something that's fresh and local, really. And then we also brought you a dozen of our eggs, and people seem to like our eggs very much. And take a look inside and see what you think.
He's opening it up.
They're all hatched! Oh, no. Oh, but they're beautiful colors. They look like soft pastel colors, the light blues. Gorgeous. What kind of chickens?
Almost all kinds.
You're thinking about doing deliveries this year for the farm shares? You want to share about that?
Yeah, that's right. We're going to offer deliveries in Leiden and in Greenfield this year. So for anyone who doesn't want to make the drive up, the very short drive.
But it's a beautiful drive. I love, especially in the summertime.
Yeah.
I love going to visit my friends who live in Leiden, and you've got no light pollution. You get the best view of the sky anywhere that I've seen in the Pioneer Valley. I'm sure it's beautiful on a crisp, cold winter night as well.
On pickup day, it's really fun because people come, and we have a pick-your-own garden for farm members, so people will pick extra things like snap peas and cherry tomatoes. But also, a lot of people seem to enjoy coming to visit. We have chickens, and we have pigs, and we have ducks, and so they'll kind of roam about a little bit and get that. It's almost not exactly a petting farm, but, you know, it's like their farm. I like that it's that we share it in that way as well.
Laura Timmerman and Robin Creamer from Sweet Morning Farm, the little farm with a lot of heart. Is that what it is? Something close to like
very close.
Very close. And Phil Corman from Seeds of the Local Hero, folks, who are hosting Winter Fair, the Winter Farmers Market, tomorrow at Four Corners School in Greenfield. BuyLocalFood.org.